Let's do now in the holy letters of the Rebbe in letter number 1772. And this is a letter dated Baruch Hashem Yud Beis Menachem Av, the 12th of Menachem Av in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. Apparently, it was a couple, they didn't have any children, and they were worried, and they were writing to the Rebbe about it. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, you don't need to be scared. The blessed Hashem will give you that you will be blessed with children, Zara Chaye VeKayomo, living, sustained children. And to do things in the natural way, in my view, you should visit by Professor Zandek. He is an expert in women's issues, and you should tell him everything that you have done till now, and do as he instructs, and may the blessed Hashem give that he should be the right shaliach, the right messenger to come up with the proper fitting instructions, and you shall be able to give me the good news that Hashem has fulfilled the wishes of your heart for the good. Here the Rebbe says something very interesting. We should find out if at the time that you, the match with you and your wife came up, if there was not something that had somehow affected or hurt, touched the honor of another Jewish woman or a Jewish man. So then you have to ask forgiveness. The Rebbe is basically saying that sometimes if in the process of your marriage somebody else got hurt in the process, so then it's necessary to ask forgiveness. This might be something which is holding back the blessings of Hashem for your children. Further, the Rebbe says that you should check your mezuzahs in your house to make sure that they're all kosher. And your wife should separate before she lights the candles on Eve of Shabbos and Eve of Yom Tov, several coins, several prutas for tzedakah. And you should strengthen yourself in the three shiurim classes that are equal for everybody, which was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. That's the Chumash, the Tehillim, and the Tanya is known. As self-understood, all this needs to be without a vow, with blessings, so that you should be remembered for Zara Chaye VeKayomo, children, life, existing children. I look forward for good news. So here, basically, the Rebbe says, do things in a natural way, visit the professor, do that, but also verify that it's not something that you did, which you have to correct by asking Mechila if you insulted or somehow touched the honor of somebody else, and also to check mezuzahs and give tzedakah and the shiurim of Chumash Tehillim and Tanya.